40% of our planet's land is considered dry land, vulnerable to become arid, infertile, and desert-like. The United Nations has called desertification a major threat to humanity and one of the world's most alarming processes of environmental degradation. Mokhtar Ture works with the Global Environmental Facility, an organization of the United Nations and the World Bank. The African native says desertification today affects 100 countries.
It is widespread. Drylands cover about 40% of the land of the globe and affect one-third of the total population of the globe. So we're talking about 2 billion of people that are affected by drylands and by degradation.
Some of the most affected regions are sub-Saharan Africa, Central Asia, and northeastern Brazil. Ture says the loss of productivity there has deep implications for the well-being and livelihood of the people, as well as the integrity of the ecosystems. He says desertification, triggered by climate change, could trigger a mass exodus of people looking for more productive land.
The impact of climate change is going to be a major factor in the expansion of desertification phenomenon.
Experts agree that the desertification has multiple causes, all of them related to human activity. Population growth, poor land management, and the pressure on natural resources in already fragile areas have led to the loss of biological diversity. Robert Winterbotten is a senior manager at the International Resources Group in Washington. The group provides professional services in natural resources, sustainable land use, and desertification, mostly in Africa.
Typically, when you get the wet periods restored, then the vegetation comes back. There's a tremendous capacity in nature, left to its own devices, to regenerate, to protect itself, and so on. So it's in these areas that are heavily impacted by man, by people, that you do have desertification.
Winterbotten says desertification can be reversed through the planting of trees and better land management. His group and USAID have worked to stop the desertification of Africa for the last 30 years.
We've just completed a study in Niger which shows that there's 2-3 million hectares of land that is now has more tree cover on it, that has become more productive, where crop yields are increasing, where people are getting higher incomes from the land. And that's despite these regular variations in rainfall and despite some of the other problems that could have gone the other way.
Experts say prevention is the real solution. They say once desertification has started, it is very expensive to restore the land. At the Global Environmental Facility, Mokhtar Ture says some people are doing their best to fight desertification with limited results.
I think you're not doing enough. The extent of the problem is so huge that it will require a major global commitment to really bring it back to manageable proportions.
Jim Bertel, VOA News.